Right, so I'm jumping the 2CR time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being November 30th. What's gone on this day in history? On this day in the year 978, Holy Roman Emperor Otto II ended his siege of Paris following a long and bloody series of events stemming from disagreements between him and the French king, Lothair III. Otto's rear guard was then defeated while crossing the Aisne River by French forces and their supplies seized. In West Francia, the hasty retreat of Otto II had a considerable impact and long after was evoked as a great victory of Lothair's, although other sources say neither side achieved a clear victory, and they did manage to negotiate a peace in 980. In 1016, Knut the Great, King of Denmark, claimed the English throne after the death of Edmund Ironside. The German beer purity law was put into effect by Albert IV, Duke of Bavaria, on November 30th in 1487, stating beer should be brewed from only three ingredients: water, malt, and hops. None of this lime-flavoured, low-carb stuff for Albert, thank you very much. As part of the American Revolutionary War in 1782 in Paris, representatives from the United States and Great Britain signed preliminary peace articles, later formalized as the 1783 Treaty of Paris. Advance Australia Fair, our national anthem, was performed for the first time on November 30th in 1878 by Andrew Fairfax at a function of the Highland Society of New South Wales in the Protestant Hall, Sydney. Composed by Peter Dodds McCormick, who was eventually given £100 by the Australian government for the composition, the song didn't replace God Save the Queen as our anthem until 1984, following a national plebiscite. 1939, Soviet forces crossed the Finnish border in several places and bombed Helsinki and several other Finnish cities, starting the Winter War. November 30th in 1954 in Alabama, the Hodges meteorite crashed through a roof and hit a woman taking an afternoon nap, the first documented case of a human being hit by a rock from outer space. Interestingly, and I didn't know this, there has been a second case since then. In 1992, a small meteorite fragment hit a young Ugandan boy in Mbale, thankfully after it already hit a tree and slowed down so it didn't cause any injuries. Robert Menzies returned to power after the federal election in 1963 on today's date. 1982, Michael Jackson's sixth solo album, Thriller, was released worldwide and would of course go on to become the best-selling album in all of history. And finally in 1995, November 30th marks the official end of Operation Desert Storm. And nothing else ever went wrong in the Middle East that required US or its allies' involvement ever, ever again. Some famous birthdays as well for us this morning. Jonathan Swift, author of Gulliver's Travels and A Modest Proposal, born today's date in 1667. Mark Twain, born 1835. Director Ridley Scott is 81 this morning. Aussie surfing legend Wayne Bartholomew is 64. Ben Stiller is 53. Ryan Murphy, creator of Glee and American Horror Story, is 53 as well. Robert Kirkman, creator of The Walking Dead, is 40. And Kaley Cuoco is 33. And some famous musos. Minnie McCready, gone too soon, born 1975. Roger Glover of Deep Purple is 73. Shuggie Otis is 65. John Moyer of Disturbed is 45. Producer Stevie Aoki is 41. And Chad Ackerman is 35 this morning. We're going out on this one. Track, of course, going out to the legendary Billy Idol. 63 today, first came to fame as a member of the band Generation X, but as a solo muso was one of the first big MTV stars back when they used to do music. A legend of punk, Happy birthday, Billy, going out on a favourite of mine, Dancing With Myself. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.